have to be like above reproach on everything.
You have to be anti-dick.
That's like literally what you said when we went live.
I did?
That's like the first thing.
Really?
You're just like,
that's
you can't
the first
be a
thing
dick.
That I said. You can't be a dick. You have to be anti-dick.
You that's, have to be anti-dick, you guys. Okay, so slight correction, because somebody called and left a voicemail, was very upset. That when we talk about MyPillow, the great people at MyPillow, and we love everything at MyPillow, you guys.
Everything.
And you should too. But apparently we were not specific enough about the buy one, get one free offer.
Oh.
It is on sets of sheets and towels.
Right.
So like if you get a 6-piece towel set, you'll get another 6-piece towel set for free.
Right.
The same goes for towel or for sheets. You can't just buy like a pillowcase.
Yeah, it's kind of like if I go to the plastic surgeon, I can't just get one boob and get another boob. I have to get a set of boobs.
Right.
And then Mock gets get a set of boobs.
Exactly.
That's how it would work there. Right.
So, and I'm sorry if I made somebody feel like I will get, if I buy a hand towel, right, I will get another hand. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
We may have both said it. And I don't, I hope
we just
that
weren't specific.
We feel like we should have been clear. We should have used the boob analogy much earlier.
Yes.
Right.
We should have. And I'm positive that the people at MyPillow are really glad that that's what we're comparing it to.
Totally. To breasts. It's like there's nothing like comparing sheets and towels to breasts.
Right. So anyway, the buy one, get one offer is for sets of sheets and towels. And they're amazing, as I think we've made very, very clear. Call them 800-875-0513. Use code CHICKS. That's
And also, nobody wants one boob.
Right. Nobody wants one hand towel. Get a set.
Exactly. Get a set.
You gotta get the set.
Get a set. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Get a set.
Now, also, if you don't want to call, you can just go straight online to MyPillow.com and use code CHICKS right there. But do it, because all of their stuff is amazing.
Right.
We got a belated Valentine's card.
We did?
We did, from Amanda Van Denton from Texas. And here is the front of it. It's Donald Trump, and he says, "Be my Valentine."
Oh, my God.
See that?
I love it.
And then on the inside, I'm going to have to be careful with how I say this so we don't get banned from Facebook.
Oh,
it
yes.
Well, I'm just going to show it. It says, "I'll steal your heart like they Olin stay the action away."
Yes. I see what you did there in pig Latin.
And Amanda wrote, "Thank you for bringing me joy and laughter every morning and being the voice against the corruption, hatred, and anti-American rhetoric in our country. Love your perspective. Keep up the good fight." Very, very sweet. Thank you so much.
Anywho, we should talk about Ted Cruz.
Yes. So you guys. Oh, my God. Okay. So yesterday, the news came out that Ted Cruz was going to Cancun with his family. And I was like, okay, I don't care. Let him go to Cancun with his family. I don't give a crap. There's nothing he can do for Texas right now. Literally nothing. Like, he's a senator from Texas. I get it.
Right, right.
But what's he supposed to do? If
he could pass out those little, like, hand warmers, you know, those things that you put in your gloves to keep
the hot
your hands warm. He could pass out hot hands and like, you know, he could do that. He could do those sorts of things for optics to make him look like he's helping. He could do, you know, that's what senators do. And then kiss babies and whatnot, you know?
Right. He did not do that.
Okay.
And so by the time he landed in Cancun, the hullabaloo, the outrage was like, you know, DEFCON 12. And so he gets off the plane, presumably, and sees what's going on. He releases a statement that says, "Oh, well, you know, my daughters, we've been suffering because there's no power. They don't have school this week. And they've been begging and begging and begging to just, can we please leave?" And so, trying to be a good dad, I thought, well, I'll accompany my family to Cancun and then just fly straight home. And so I'm coming back this afternoon. You know, it's no big deal. I'm coming back. I just wanted to make sure they got here safely. Well, people were calling BS on that. On account of the fact that he had a big giant suitcase for himself. And on account of the fact that they were able to dig out the details of his return flight. Now, how they were able to do that, I don't know, but they were.
Well, they do that because they always do investigative journalism on conservatives, but they never seem to be able to do that on liberals. It's so weird.
It's so weird.
So weird how they do that.
So he comes home and discovers, of course, camera crews are at the airport to welcome him. There are protesters in front of his house. When he sees the hullabaloo at his house, he apologizes and admits that the original plan was to stay through Saturday. He said during the apology that all the way to Cancun, he thought, this is really bad and I shouldn't be doing this. And so, you know what, I'm just going to come home and I'm going to apologize because this was the wrong thing to do. So he apologized at that point and again said, it's because of my daughters. They were just so desperate to get out. My daughters, 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 blah.
Daughters.
Thank you, Kiwi 1969, for the super sticker. I do see that one.
Oh, I see it. Okay, I see that one. Thank you. I see. So then it became like the focus became on the daughters. That's why it went. So this is the next narrative.
Okay. That's the next narrative. But he's apologized and I think he probably thought, I'm going to be okay now because I've done the right thing and I'm back and I've apologized. I've owned this and we're going to move on. Well, it didn't end there because then what happened is that Heidi, his wife, is apparently on a text chain with all the other wives on the same street. And in fact, the name of the group on their text chain is whatever their street name is plus Lovelies. So if they live on Main Street, it's like Main Street Lovelies and there's like 10 women on this chain. Somebody in that group released the copies of their texts to the New York Times.
Like, you know,
what a huge biatch, right?
What a total sea beast. Let that be a lesson to you, ladies. This is why I trust like two girls.
Right?
Like two of my women friends I trust because the women, seriously.
The worst thing ever.
What is wrong with you? Like that woman.
Unbelievable.
Somebody needs to do investigative journalism on that, who that sea beast is. Because if I were one of the women in that group, I'd be like, who did that?
Yeah. I mean, Heidi can never trust any of them again, ever. So, I mean, it's Janaya Vlogs. Thank you very much for that super sticker. So the text, you guys, here's like the exchange, like I have the exchange, right? So the exchange, Heidi says, we're down at... And then it's redacted. And their power just went out now last night. Is everybody warm? That's a must. We could all huddle in one house. Does anyone want to leave for the week? We may go to Cancun. There's a direct flight at 4:45 and hotels with capacity. Seriously, we just need a COVID test to come back, which we'll take there. And so she's asking, and then she ends up giving the flight information specifically, like even the hotel costs. So there's like a text. You can probably see that at the top there, where she says, here's the flight information. We're staying at the Ritz-Carlton. It's $309 a night plus tax, whatever. So there's other women in the group who were like, no, I can't go. I've got to take care of my mother-in-law or whatever. But the fact is somebody gave that to the New York Times, which is super shitty, right? Super shitty.
It's just beyond that. Like these women are gross. Because listen, it's one thing. It's also crappy that Ted Cruz felt like he had to lie. That's one thing. Yeah. I mean, I don't agree with that at all. Like, because at this point, I don't know why. Just don't lie. Just say what you're doing. Because what happens is, and this is a lesson, too, of all of this. I really like Ted Cruz. I think he's brilliant. I don't know anything about him personally. I don't know the guy personally. But from a political standpoint and from the fact that he's just brilliant, I like him. And so, you know, this kind of stuff, everybody's hyper-focused. I say everybody. The journalists out there, people in the media are hyper-focused on conservatives. And you told me before we went on the air that the coverage of this, obviously, it's like people in the media are spending five times more on this than they are on
Cuomo,
who
killed people, who like legit killed people.
Right. So I look at that and I'm like, okay, well, you think that people on the right would know by now that they're going to be hyper-focused on you. So just don't lie. Because at this point, you know that lies always come out. I mean, look at Cuomo. It took a while, but the lies always come to the surface. I mean, it's like that. Lies always have the last word, y'all. They do. Mm-hmm. And lies always come out and people always find out about your bull crap. So just don't lie, because once you get into the spiral of lies, it's like it becomes really hard to figure out what lie did I say? And like what it just tell the truth. I just can't believe that. Yeah.
I know. It's ridiculous. And so, you know, Heidi obviously has to cut off all relationships with everybody in that group because, wow.
That sucks. And on
her
street.
It really does suck. Yeah. And on her street. And people that she probably thought were her friends. I mean, this is like unbelievable. So then the problem becomes that in addition to these texts being released, once that happens, then parents of children who attend the same school as the Cruz's girls, which is a private school that was off this week, parents then were like, wait a minute, the school policy says that kids can't return to school for 7 days after they get through with international travel. And so what? Were the Cruises just going to come back and throw their girls right back into school on Monday? Because that's a bunch of BS. And then they are like sending the school policies to the New York Times. They're furious. So that's a whole other thing. And now reporters who decided to drive by Ted Cruz's house took pictures of their little dog, Snowflake, standing in the glass doorway alone in the house. And so they left their dog at home, and they have, you know, 24-hour security guard that like sleeps in his car outside. And somebody that was driving by to take the picture was stopped by that security guard. And the security guard was like, confirmed, yes, I'm security. They asked, who's taking care of that dog? The security said, I am. So the guy's not staying in the house, but he's allowed to go in the house to feed the dog, to let the dog out. So the dog is, you know, getting like the minimal basic amount of attention, but that's it. So people are also mad that they left their dog alone.
I don't know. That would be kind of awesome, though, to have like a 24-hour security guard to watch my dogs. If I want to go on
right? Oh, my God. It would be amazing.
Not going to lie. And actually, you know what? My dogs would probably be like, that's cool.
But I would have them live in my house. I'd be like, stay in my house with the dog.
Right.
Like not outside in your car.
Like come in and sleep. Yeah. Come
right.
in and sleep. Exactly. That would be kind of awesome. But I mean, listen, they're going to do whatever they can to make him look like a complete monster.
Totally.
So, I mean, I don't trust anything that the media says at this point. But I also don't like it that Ted Cruz felt like he had to lie about this.
This would have been so much better if he would have gone, stayed, and then come back and said, listen, I took a vacation. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Right. I took a vacation. Everybody can suck it.
Right.
I don't owe you an explanation. I don't owe you an apology. I don't owe you jack squat.
And there wasn't anything I can do other than like things that might have optically looked really good, like beta. Of course, is all I'm in phone banks figuring out who needs food and supplies. And so that's what, well, you can do that from anywhere. You can be on the phone from anywhere.
I'm in phone banks figuring out who has AR-15s in their house. Right. I got to figure that out, you guys.
I mean, the whole thing is he's made it worse is the problem. He should have gone. He shouldn't have apologized. And now the fact that he lied and then now he's backtracking and now apologizing. And now it's just all, it's made everything a million times worse. And
it
so
has.
Did her bitchy ass friends who, you know, gave all of her texts away. I just cannot believe. I cannot believe those women. I cannot believe it.
I can. Women are awful.
God.
Women are vicious and mean and terrible and two-faced. Sorry.
For real.
Sorry, not sorry. That's what they are.
Except for Dolly Parton.
Except for her. Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. Dolly Parton is a perfect human. She's perfect. So here's what she did yesterday. She apparently, the Tennessee legislature was, well, first of all, the Tennessee legislature is very, very busy dealing with demands to take down Confederate statues, right? Because we're still doing this, apparently. Can't have any history up. Can't have that.
No.
So can't have any racism. So in their efforts to take down offensive statues, they have been considering legislation, or there's a bill that was on the table to erect a statue of Dolly Parton on the Capitol grounds. This would have replaced some other super offensive statue. And so she said, no. She wrote a statement saying, thank you. I am honored and humbled, but I'm asking you to remove this bill from any and all consideration. And then this is what she said. Given all that is going on in the world, I don't think putting me on a pedestal is appropriate at this time. I hope, though, somewhere down the road, several years from now, or perhaps after I'm gone, if you still feel I deserve it, then I'm certain I will stand proud in our great state capital as a grateful Tennessean. In the meantime, I'll continue to try to do good work to make this great state proud.
I love it. I love her. She's a class act. class act. And the humility and the she's so humble, and I love her. I love everything about her. She's the queen. All hail.
All hail.
All hail, Queen Dolly.
What a lesson. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And frankly, listen, I'm just going to say it because he's the first person I thought of. Donald Trump would never do that. Donald Trump would be crapping himself with glee over the fact that somebody wanted to put up a statue of him. Let's be real about this. Okay.
I totally hear you.
And most politicians would. It's not even just Trump.
Not just most. All politicians would.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single politician that would say what she just said. I can't think of a single one. Can you think of a single one?
I really can't. I mean, that's why she's so amazing.
Imagine Pelosi saying that. There are so many things.
She'd be like, can you make sure my ice cream is captured?
Right.
Can I hold the ice cream?
This is my best side. It has the most Botox in it.
Can you make sure my eyebrows are about right here?
Yeah, they need to be
on
up
the statue
here.
Because
I just went to my surgeon in San Fran, and they're up here. God, I can't.
Right.
Speaking of women on your street that are the worst, Pelosi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst. Well, she's never even there, right?
She doesn't live on a street with the riffraff. I'm sorry.
She has a big gate around her house.
She has a wall around her house, you guys. A wall.
They work around her house and the Capitol. So
that's right.
FYI.
Walls work.
Speaking of Cuomo, you guys, the shit is hitting the fan with Cuomo right now, and it's glorious. So Ron Kim, who is a Democrat state representative, he is now speaking out about the phone call that he got from Cuomo while he was giving his kids a bath.
Can you believe
And he's freaking
that?
Getting the mobster he's, king calling him, saying, threatening him, saying, you better put out a statement or I'm going to say terrible things about you. I mean, Cuomo is a piece of garbage.
He is. And he's like, my wife and kids are traumatized by this. It's like, and you can tell he's traumatized by it. I mean,
yeah, he's just scared. He's like, if I commit suicide soon, I didn't commit suicide.
I mean, it's something out of like a mob movie. It's like, geez, Cuomo, get a grip, man. Like, he wasn't going to say, like, people aren't going to say anything, you piece of crap. My God.
And it's amazing.
I mean, you're not Goodfellas. That's not what this is.
But he is. He's such a total mobster. I mean, and I cannot believe that he is threatening his state legislature. He is the one in the wrong here.
I know.
If there are no consequences, I'm going to lose my crap.
There won't be. He thinks that he's such a tough guy with his, like, nipple rings. Coming at people, guns blazing.
His nipple barbells.
Right. He's like, look at my, I've been lifting weights with these. I mean, he thinks he's so tough. And that's the thing. I saw a video the other day that was like Kelly Ripa, you know, on the, and Ryan Seacrest just fawning all over him. I mean, these celebrities, all these celebrities, you know, you got a freaking Emmy. It's like all these celebrities have been fawning all over
him. Oh, yes, I did see that.
Right.
Yes.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus and all these celebrities who have just been like, oh, he's so great. I mean, he's just so wonderful. Cuomo, Cuomo, Cuomo. And they all just thought he was just the greatest thing ever. And it's funny how all of them are just freaking silent right now. Mm. Just silent.
Or they're still praising him and they're ripping on Ted Cruz.
Unbelievable.
Because Ted Cruz was going to go to Cancun. Oh, my God. Andrew Cuomo actually is responsible for many, 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 many deaths.
Yeah, for deaths.
Which one is worse here, you guys?
Gee, I don't know. I don't know.
There's some stuff that's going to go down, though, because like now the investigations are aplenty. I mean, people are really trying to go after Cuomo now.
Yeah, Cuomo should go to jail. I mean,
yeah,
they called for Trump to go to jail. Why isn't Cuomo in jail right now? Why? And the man gave himself a raise. Remember?
Oh, my God. What was it? It was like 25 grand, right?
Yeah. I thought, was it 25 grand?
I can't remember.
All I know is it's too much. He makes too much money anyway. And he's still making money. He's still like siphoning money off of New Yorkers thinking that he's like the shiz. You know, it's the man is. And then he's threatening people. How dare he? I can't believe they haven't run that guy out of the state. I just can't believe
it. It's so funny because de Blasio now, too, is, of course, using this to his advantage. And he's like, well, I mean, I hate to say it, but this is just typical Andrew Cuomo. And he's, you know, he's a bully and he's known for his bullying. And I'm like, shut up, de Blasio. You got your own set of issues. Don't try to jump on this train because it's not going to help you. I mean, just no. Don't do that.
Open borders are inhumane, and Joe Biden's immigration policies are already causing huge problems. I'm Sarah Carter. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show as I bring my experience and expert guests to discuss this crisis and more. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, Dan Bongino has nodules on his lungs.
No, he doesn't.
I know. No. I can't take it.
When did you hear that?
Just yesterday. I think he told Hannity. Because he had rung the bell after his treatment and everything was good. And now that he's had another scan, I just can't. I'm hoping that they're just nodules. I have them. I have lung nodules. You remember when I went through that whole scare?
I do.
I have them. And so a lot of people have them, and it doesn't mean bad things necessarily.
You're absolutely right. You're so right.
Sometimes
you can get them like when you get pneumonia and stuff like you got yours because you had pneumonia.
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't, like, maybe it is just a fluky, weird, you just have nodules. So what?
Yeah. I hope that's all it is. I'm so upset about that. It's just awful.
God, because I just love him.
I know.
I just cannot.
I know. Mm-hmm. We're just going to think positive, right? We're going to think and positive and pray.
And pray. You know, I totally believe in the power of prayer. Y'all, mm-hmm. We got a kid that is on my daughter's swim team that has had Ewing sarcoma. And his prognosis was awful. I mean, it wasn't good at all. And he is around. He is doing great things. This kid is, he's unbelievable. He has defied all the odds. And you know what? I truly believe that the reason he's done it is because of prayer. It's the power of prayer. This community has rallied around this kid, and it's unbelievable how much he has defied. He wasn't supposed to be here, and he's here, and he still... you know, works with other kids on the swim team. He's so positive. I think that has so much to do with it. So,
If anybody's tough enough to be lung nodules, it is freaking Dan Bongino. That guy's a badass.
That's right.
So, by the way, it is confirmed. Australia, our followers in Australia cannot see our Facebook page.
Well,
I got an email this morning from someone saying, have you guys been shut down? All I see is a blank page. And is it because of Facebook, or is it because I'm in Australia? And I was like, oh.
You're in Australia. I can't believe this. I mean, we're not news.
I don't know. Facebook's got us classified that way, though, man. They think Chicks on the Right is clearly unbiased journalism.
Right. Okay.
I mean, what in the
God,
world?
God, they are so dumb.
So freaking dumb.
God, get it together, Zuck.
I should probably go and like learn things and make sure that my husband is okay.
With your hair, Zuck, with your hair.
Oh my God, what is that?
No, I know, his hair. It's like, it's disturbing. I hope everybody's going to have a fantastic weekend. I plan on doing a lot of work around the house, and I just want to sleep a little bit. I just need to sleep this weekend. I don't know about you guys.
I have to clean. It's cleaning weekend.
Really? You are going to clean? Are you okay?
Every 2 weeks, man, we do like a good clean. Once
really?
A week, we do sort of a haphazard clean, but like every 2 weeks, we do like a real clean.
God, that sounds
and it's time.
So not like you.
It's not like me. I don't like it.
You guys.
I don't like it.
Bring it in. Bring it in. Oh, that felt so good.
Yeah, that actually did feel really good.
Didn't it feel really good? Really good. You guys, is there anything we need to tell everybody before we get off the air? Is there anything that we need to...
Okay, so I like fixed the thing that I said about the pillows. What else was there to say?
Is there anything else?
Just like, I guess we should remind people, if you're not in the insiders group and you want to be in the insiders group, look for Chicks on the Right Insiders on Facebook.
Are we doing anything this weekend with insiders or no? That's probably next weekend.
It'll be next weekend.
We're going to be doing stuff with insiders. Yeah.
Moth's and they're doing like... now, they're doing a Zoom call, I think on Mondays.
Together.
Yeah.
Like they're doing it by themselves.
Yeah. I put like an announcement thing because Morgan, I think it was, sent me an email saying, can you pin this to the top of the page? So they're getting together to do some things. One of these days, you and I are going to join their meeting.
We're going to crash it.
Yeah. We're going to crash.
We're totally going to crash it.
It probably won't be this Monday, but it will happen.
We're going to come in like, we're going to come in on a wrecking ball is what we're going to do.
And Daisy's going to be topless. So, I mean, you definitely should join the insiders.
Nobody wants to see that. Nobody
I'm
wants
almost
to see.
Positive that you're wrong about that.
Okay.
Anyway, so we'll be back on Monday.
That Christian conservative who wrote us, he doesn't want to see that. I can tell you that right there. See it. Everybody else may, but he doesn't want to.
I think he secretly does, and that's why he's no longer watching, because he feels guilt over that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's okay. I promise you, it's fine. No one here is going to hell. It's fine. It's all good. We're all good. God loves everybody. God loves us all. It's all good. And with that, we hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Bye!
Bye, guys!
Teachers unions are refusing to let schools open. Biden is going hard left, and the war continues on our culture and sanity. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch Podcast as we tackle the day's big news with conservative insights and lots of laughs. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.